for the first time in 13 years, the Eagles are headed for the Super Bowl and a rematch with the New England Patriots in Super Bowl 52.
Mel Reese, pack your bags. We're going to Minneapolis.
Merrill Reese did pack his bags, and he did make it to Minneapolis. This portion of Patriots Preview brought to you by the New England Carpenters Union. It's time to build. To learn more, visit NERCC.org. And Merrill Reese joins us now in our broadcast booth at U.S. Bank Stadium. You're here. The Eagles are here, and you must be glad to be back.
I am. It's taken a lot of time, a lot of years, but it's great to be back.
Merrill, when you look at this Eagles team, I think it's a team that has sort of been undervalued all year long, right up until the Super Bowl. What is it about this team that has allowed them to achieve what they've achieved so far this year?
One word, Chris: resilience. They have been resilient. I was pretty optimistic going into the season. I thought, you know, this could be a pretty good team. They could be a playoff team. They could win 9 or 10 games if they stay healthy. But if you told me going into the season they were going to lose their best offensive lineman, Jason Peters, their best linebacker, Jordan Hicks, their great Darren Sproles, their kicker, Caleb Sturgis, their best special teamer, Chris Maragos, and then top it all off, the guy most responsible for the run, Carson Wentz, I would have said 5 or 6 wins. But they kept bouncing back and bouncing back.
And now they're on the biggest stage. Do you think that, given, you know, it's Nick Foles instead of Carson Wentz, and it's a head coach that is a less experienced head coach than the guy on the other sideline, are they ready for the stage? Are they ready for this game?
Well, the Minnesota win, the game against the Vikings in the NFC Championship game, told me yes and yes. Doug has been outstanding. Doug Peterson's been an outstanding coach all year. His play calling, his use of timeouts, his game managing, his use of the replay reviews, all of that have been almost flawless. He's been outstanding. And plus the demeanor that he brings to this team and spreads to the players is very, very even. And they love him, and yet he's very authoritative. So forget the lack of experience. Doug has 16 years as an NFL quarterback. As far as Nick Foles is concerned, we saw him play extremely well in 2013. As a matter of fact, you guys know that in his 3 playoff games, the one against the Saints in 2013 and these last two, his quarterback rating is 116. So I'm not worried about Nick's lack of experience.
Merrill, on the other side of the ball, the last 4 games the Eagles have played, they've held the opponent to 10 points or fewer. The games before that, though, you're looking at giving up 24, 35, 29 points. What has clicked for that Eagles defense, and are they capable of keeping Tom Brady under 20 points in this game?
Well, we'll find out. We'll find out, but they're very good. They're a very, very good defense. The games that you're referring to were games that they pretty much had it by that point. It was a Monday night game against Oakland, and it was the first time that Foles had to come back, but they were kind of sloppy, but they ended up winning the game. The next game was the Dallas Cowboys season finale, and nobody cared about that game.
Week 17.
That was. They did have a poor performance against the Giants at the Meadowlands, but they outscored them. But by and large, this has been a very good defense, and Jim Schwartz is a terrific defensive coordinator.
The voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, Merrill Reese, is with us. Merrill, we've talked about where this Patriots team is versus where they were 13 years ago in that last matchup between these two teams. And a lot of people, myself included, would say that Patriots team then was better than the Patriots team that's playing in this game tonight. What about the Eagles? Are they a better team or a worse team than what they were 13 years ago?
Well, they don't have Donovan McNabb, and they don't have T.O. But, and here's the big but, they are better on both lines than that team was. And I felt that even though a lot of people said, hey, Donovan McNabb choked, and back in Philadelphia they said he threw up on the last drive, and there was a lot of criticism. But what I've watched at the game tapes, what I've seen is that Donovan McNabb was constantly rushed, had no time to get rid of the ball, and Tom Brady had the ability to stand back there, Mark and Chris, and read War and Peace and look up and find Deion Branch.
All right, Merrill, well, I'll tell you what. if the Eagles win this game tonight, there's only going to be one guy in Philadelphia I'm happy for. It's going to be you.
Thank you.
All right.
I appreciate that.
So have a great call.
I will personally, people say that, I will personally be happy for these long-suffering fans. Winning Super Bowls is almost your right. I think you put it, when you look at your schedule and you mark off days, you might not be available to go out and do other things. You put Super Bowl Sunday on their calendar. This poor team went in 1980 and didn't get back for 24 years. Now there's a 13-year gap. I plan to do this till I'm 114. I'll have a few more.
Merrill, thank you for the time. Have a great call tonight.
Thank you, guys.
An honor, Merrill.
Merrill Reese, the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles. Longtime voice of the Philadelphia Eagles. Longest tenured play-by-play voice in the NFL, Chris.
Very
been
unique,
doing it longer
one
than
of the
anybody.
Best in the business.
We have Greg Bedard, who is standing by, and he will be talking to us shortly about this game. He'll be joining us in our broadcast booth. That's Greg Bedard of the Boston Sports Journal. He will join us next on the Safety Insurance 98.5 The Sports Up Patriots Radio Network.